Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our scripture this morning is from the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The word of God for the people of God.
My son-in-law is a comic book aficionado. He's a collector, but he goes deeper than just collecting. He's here today. If you want to talk comic books with him, we'll set aside a room and y'all can have at it. It seems to me, when I read about the Marvel Universe, or when I read about the DC Universe, the stories resolve. Good usually triumphs over evil. The story comes to an end, and then the last two pages, a new story begins, because they want you to buy the next comic book that's coming out. Smart marketing. Good storytelling, great art. And those comic book stories hook us into the world of imagination that we long for, where good always wins, where life goes on and everyone lives happily ever after. If only that were the case. If only that were the case. My friend Larry McWhorter, who for years was one of the directors with the U.S. Justice Department in Washington, D.C., I asked him one evening on his front porch, which is his favorite place and one of my favorite places as well, as we're rocking and sitting with the fan and talking about life, I said, Larry, what did you learn in all those years in the Justice Department? You served under so many presidents. You lived through so many changes. What did you learn in that? And he said, here's my life's philosophy. Do right and be around good people. What does the Lord require of you? Do right, hang around good people. To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. God truly wants us to exhibit good behavior. Do right, be around good people. In the words of Jeff Foxworthy, if you have ever said, hey, y'all, watch this, you ain't about to do right. If you have ever said, but I deserve this, you ain't about to do right. If you have ever said, it's just a little sin, no one will notice, you ain't about to do right. If you have ever said, I know he's different, but he loves me and I can change him, well, I'll let y'all finish that. I ain't getting in the middle of that. Act with justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. It sounds so easy. And in my daily prayer life, it goes like this. Lord, what would you have me to be? Lord, what would you have me to do? Because it is the being and the doing that brings us to the living out of this formula. It is in being and doing that I come to be able to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with my God. Micah 6:8 invites us to live a faith that is deep and active and transformational. To be and to do makes my world a better place, and hopefully makes our world a better place if enough of us are being and doing Micah 6:8. This was the number one requested scripture. When I asked you to send me your favorite scriptures, this was the number one scripture by far that people wanted to hear about. To act justly challenges us to confront injustice wherever it exists. To act with fairness, as Pastor April said a few minutes ago, demands compassion. To love mercy asks us to be kind, to meet others with genuine care and empathy, especially those who face suffering from exclusion. As I heard a friend say recently, it seems like I'm living this life so I can fit in, and I'm really this life over here. I wish I could bring those lives together. To which I said, come to my church. You can be who you are at our church. To love mercy demands courage to be able to invite people to church, to be able to invite people into a relationship with the living and loving Christ. Amen. To walk humbly means that we are in an active posture of dependence upon God. We're not sitting around waiting for God to poof whatever poof God's going to poof next. We are actively involved in the world because we prayed on the front end, God, show me what to do and show me what to be. We are engaging and talking and listening and giving grace to those around us. This demands conviction. As theologian Barbara Brown Taylor writes, humility is not thinking less of yourself. Humility is thinking of yourself less. I wish I'd written that. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less, shifting the focus. Walter Brueggemann, longtime Old Testament scholar, says it like this: when we live out Micah 6:8, we practice God's shalom. We bring the peace of God to the world, at least to the world that we can touch. And my friend Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, passing the shalom of God from one person to another person to another person, so that we are children of God, bringing God's peace to the world. Do right. Hang with good people. Dallas Willard, when he speaks of spiritual transformation, says it like this: the discipline of the spiritual life is the discipline of becoming what you already are in God. Becoming what you already are, I say, become more of who you already are. Is Greystone Church really a place where all are valued and loved and belong? I hope so. I want to believe so. I tell my friends so. Is Greystone Church a place where everyone really is affirmed? Where everyone really is welcomed? Suppose someone came in so different from us that we all focused on that person that day. Would they be welcomed and affirmed for who they are? Suppose someone came in with a rainbow on their lapel, would they be welcomed and affirmed for who they are? Suppose someone came in to our church wearing a MAGA hat. Prosser, you pushed that one way too far. Would they be welcomed and affirmed? I hope so. I pray to God so. You see, the command has always been love God, love self, love neighbor as much as you love yourself. That's always, from the very beginning, that's what God has had to say. From the beginning of every Jewish life, as they are born into the world, they are given the blessing, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself." That's the children's sermon every week, Pastor April. The problem with that is that people test us. You've got any people in your life that just aggravate us, stew out of you? You have people like that in your life? They just aggravate the stew out of you. You see them coming down the hall and you jump in the bathroom hoping they won't follow you in there. I did that this morning with a couple of you. No, not really. Maybe. I pray to God that we are who we say we are. I pray to God that no matter the differences that we share out there, that when we come in here, we are the family of God. I pray that we can give more, that we can share more, that we can love more. Let's pray together. God in heaven, we ain't what we ought to be. We ain't what we could be. Lord knows we ain't what we should be. But thanks be to God, we ain't what we used to be because of Jesus the Christ. Help me, God, this day to remember that all the truth I know is not all the truth. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.